Steve with Atlas Retail Energy. They're a great partner of ours and sponsor, but you might want to go to the website while he's giving us an update, atlasretailenergy.com, atlasretailenergy.com, because you might want to buckle up, Steve. You know, Eversource, the largest utility in the region and the largest utility here that supplies electricity, already has gone to the PUC back in August requesting record rate hikes for commercial and residential use because of the, I guess, the uncertainty of natural gas. The head of Eversource actually wrote President Biden in the White House saying, hey, get more natural gas up here, do some things like get rid of the Jones Act, or we're going to not have enough electricity during the winter cold snaps up in New England. So all these uncertainties, I just saw last week, Steve, Eversource is talking to the PUC yet again, about higher electricity rates. What's happening? We need an update from the expert. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, good to chat with you, Jack. Unfortunately, is true. The sort of ruminations out there in the marketplace is that Eversource is back in front of the PUC, and they are not requesting that rates go down. So you're looking at, in really general kind of commercial, industrial, and residential, rates are probably going to go yet again higher. And those rates will take effect in the January, February timeframe, and they'll likely go out through spring to early summer. So
those
ratepayers out there continue to adjust those budgets because rates are going to continue to move higher.
A lot of people aren't going to be able to afford these rates, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, this is just unprecedented volatility. We're you know, natural gas prices, electricity prices, we have never seen a year like 2022. And if this trend continues, which there's really nothing out there right now to support the trend to to subside, you're going to see this leak into to most of 2023 as well. So this is not a issue that is going to disappear anytime soon.
Now, if you're a commercial business owner and you haven't adjusted or talked to someone like you folks because it's a free consultation, is it too late for them to take advantage of a better plan?
No, not at all. We're recommending, and you know, kind of like we've spoke about over the summer and now into the fall and early winter, there's a lot of different options that these ratepayers have to reduce costs. A gentleman that called in after one of my segments a few weeks ago saw a 25% reduction in his bill last month. So there's ways to sort of mitigate the risk that these utilities are pushing forth, and we can certainly help with that.
Now, Steve, one thing that a lot of people don't talk about is what – I know you're not governor or president or head of the utility, but you're out there as a business leader trying to help lower these costs. What can we do as a country or region to lower the electricity cost and the energy cost and then have more predictability and certainty for planning? Because this is going to be a very painful winter for many. I talked about the Jones Act. What else can we do? My short answer is – we have plenty of natural gas here in America. Get it up to the Northeast. That's my answer. But what can we do to lower price?
Yeah, I mean, that's a long-winded response. But the short answer is the infrastructure in the Northeast is antiquated. There's not enough capacity. So you're correct. We have plenty of natural gas here in this country. But the Northeast is on a proverbial island as it relates to energy. We don't sit on top of any supply in terms of our ability as a region to produce, and we have no natural storage here in the Northeast. So everything that we consume from a natural gas standpoint is quote unquote imported from other parts of the United States. And you know, this has been an ongoing problem for decades. There's been an acknowledgement from the market that the amount of capacity in terms of pipelines to bring gas into New England is insufficient, and it requires investment in additional infrastructure. And time again, whether it's the NIMBY mentality or it's just inability to kind of reach across the aisle and make a deal with states and other legislatures, there's just been no movement on additional infrastructure. So as a result, demand in the Northeast has continued to incrementally go up year over year, and the amount of capacity that we have to meet that demand continues to stay static. And so this problem, until they bring in additional infrastructure, is going to persist. And the only path out of it is renewables, which is a long-term play. It's nothing that you can bring online right. immediately and reduce this issue.
Right.
Or it's additional pipeline capacity. And both of those are not short-term fixes. You know, if they approved a pipeline today, it wouldn't have any impact for the next 3 to 5 years.
At the earliest, it may probably be closer to 5 years.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. And if people want to learn more, atlasretailenergy.com, they can contact you and you can do a review of their energy rates and give them options.
Yes, sir. Yep. Please reach out. We're happy to help. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. And Jack, look forward to catching up again soon.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, sir.